SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Atem im SBS Beivrit.
Brianne Fallon, thank you so much for joining us for SBS Hebrew.
Thank you for having me.
Please tell us a little bit about this exhibition that you have at the Melbourne Holocaust Museum. I know it's of a lot of interest at the moment, and you are opening when exactly?
So our latest special exhibition is entitled Aftershocks, Nolan and the Holocaust, and it opens on the 2nd of May and will be open until the 29th of June. And it features work from renowned Melbourne artist Sir Sidney Nolan, a relatively unseen series where we see his thinking on Auschwitz, Ravensbrück and the Eichmann trial in 61 and 62. And for those who are aware of Nolan's work, this is a relatively unknown part of his practice, and it will really help people to think through not only Nolan's work, but what it means to remember the Holocaust as we head towards the 80-year anniversary of the end of the Second World War.
And why do you think that this series has been overlooked so much? I mean, when we think of Sidney Nolan, we think of his Outdoor Explorers series, we think of the Ned Kelly series. What about the Auschwitz series?
So this series was actually largely kept hidden. It was in a folder at the Nolan Trust in London, and it was eventually uncovered. And there's something really interesting for us to consider here in the fact that it's a speculation, but whether Nolan really ever wanted this to be out as part of his sort of more commercial works. So there is a question here about how much this is part of his art practice. Is it part of him trying to come to terms with one of the darkest periods of humanity? Is it art making? Is it a diary? Is it a bit of both? We'll never know.
And that makes it all the more interesting as well. And if I'm correct, he became quite obsessed with the Adolf Eichmann trial in Jerusalem, a city of which Sidney Nolan himself has visited, as well as going to Auschwitz. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Eichmann trial, televised in 1961, was all around the world, and Nolan was not present at the trial, but did watch the broadcast of the trial. And it's a really interesting moment for us in considering justice on the Holocaust, because not only do we have this key Nazi ideologue on trial, but we have a number of survivors giving their testimony as well. And after the trial, Eichmann does become a bit obsessed with the topic, and we see him produce over sort of 200 works in just a couple of months after that trial. He produces these works in his lead up to the visit to Auschwitz, so the trial in the end of 61, and he visits Auschwitz in early 62.
And so was there any artistic difference between before and after visiting?
That's an interesting question. So the works that we have on display are largely in that period immediately after the trial and before his visit. We do have one incredible piece, which visitors will see at the end of the exhibition, which is post from 1965, post his visit. And it's probably the most complex piece that we have on display. There are still some very common uses of colour, of imagery. In particular, you'll see some faith-based imagery throughout the works. But that final piece is the most complex, both in terms of his practice and his approach to that piece and the context of that piece as well.
Sidney Nolan used a lot of theological undertones, not just in the Auschwitz series, but in other series as well. And here in the Auschwitz series, as we've just seen, he used a lot of crucifixes, even though this is discussing the ultimate fate of the Jewish people. What do you think he was trying to communicate to his audiences?
Nolan himself was an irreligious man, but as you've said, faith often appears in his work. And when visitors come through the exhibition, they will notice that there is quite a heavy use of the crucifix. And Nolan's done something very interesting in the works in which he has depicted this crucifix as though it is a chimney with smoke coming out of it, which is a very iconic imagery from Auschwitz. And so it's almost an artistic portmanteau of those two symbols that he's brought together. For Nolan, there is a question about whether this is the ultimate symbol of suffering, the ultimate symbol of martyrdom. And so for him, it's not drawing reference to something from the Christian faith as it is so much that idea of how do we actually come to terms with the suffering on display.
So do you think these pieces show empathy or detachment in their portrayal of human suffering?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. Whether these pieces show empathy or detachment, having taken some visitors on previews through the exhibition, some find empathy, others find detachment. And as visitors come through the exhibition, my advice would be to first stand back and look at the series as a whole. We have a number where we have sort of 21 in a series or 18 in a series. And when you stand back, you may feel detachment. They are en masse. There is a frenzied nature to it. But then my advice would be to go and step closer and look for the detail he has put in individual faces. You will see beautiful moments of eyes, of noses. You will see that he has actually stopped after each work and gone in and added individual detail. So for me, there is a macro and a micro there that I think visitors will notice when they come in. They'll be hit with perhaps detachment first and then notice that empathy as they spend more time.
How do you expect your audiences to receive these works?
So these works have been previously on display at the Sydney Jewish Museum, who is our main partner in this exhibition. There are four works that have never been seen before, and that's the Ravensbrück series, which is four works that are focusing on that notorious women's camp. I think our visitors will be deeply moved by these images. There is something about them that is, as we just mentioned, it is deeply emotional, it's deeply empathetic, it's coming to terms with something that is so difficult for us to digest as humans. How did people do this to other people? And there's also this question, which I think is really beautifully displayed in the exhibition, of how do we do justice to memory? And you'll see that in the exhibition where we start with this very traditional concept of justice in a trial of a Nazi ideologue, but then you move through to what is justice through remembering? How do we remember? Is it facts and figures? Is it taking the emotion and thinking, how do we act to make a better world? So I think Nolan has done something very interesting in the way that he has portrayed this particular part of history, in that it is showing his emotional response, but I think it is calling for a very emotional response from the visitor and fundamentally a call to action as to what it means to be human.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because when you come into the actual exhibition, the sequence of the paintings starts with Adolf Eichmann at his trial. So you start with him and then you go into Ravensbrück and Auschwitz. Was there a deliberate choice that you chose? I'm not so sure who curated. Yeah, was it you? So in the sequence of the actual paintings?
So the exhibition was co-curated together with the Sydney Jewish Museum, and the exhibition is largely chronological. So there is an initial piece, which actually is some of Nolan's initial work on the Holocaust. So the first piece is from 1947, but then when you settle into the main series of the exhibition, because he was triggered by the Eichmann trial and he received a commission from Al Alvarez from The Observer, we see that that catalyst for what produces the 55 works that follow that initial work in the exhibition.
And do you think that these paintings have been overlooked in the context of his career?
I think they have been overlooked in the context of Sidney Nolan's career. And for those who are familiar with Nolan, it will fundamentally change how you see every work that he produces. It will change the way you see him imbuing emotion into his work and seeing this completely different side of his practice, in which it was never meant to be for commercial production, and seeing how that sits in contrast to the other works that are so famous, his Kelly series, for example. For those who want to understand the nature of what it means to be an artist and what it meant for Sidney Nolan to produce work, there is no way that you can't look at this series and have a much more well-rounded understanding of who he was.
But I guess that's what makes it even more interesting, the fact that we'll never know why this was never meant to be for public consumption. They're so artistically definitive and interesting and really galling to look at. Anyway, I'd like to thank you very much for your time and all the very best with this exhibition. Thank you, Brianne.
No, thank you very much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.